The Utah Science, Technology, and Research Initiative is designed to create new jobs and business by investing in university research. But a legislative audit last year showed that USTAR inflated the number of jobs created and the revenue generated. After reviewing the audit, lawmakers determined that the program suffered from lack of management. House Republican Jim Byrd told his colleagues that Senate Bill 62 would ensure that there is more oversight of the program.
All in all, I think this bill that we have addresses a lot of the problems that we found in with USTAR. Not that there won't be more tweaking done down the road, but I think we're in a pretty good place with this bill.
SB 62 calls for greater oversight by the USTAR board, imposes new performance measurements, and requires annual reports detailing funding, expenses, job creation, and compensation for USTAR employees. The legislation also stipulates that there must be a lease agreement for USTAR buildings on state university campuses. The bill must be signed by the governor before it becomes law. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.